to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Janak Mashagud Avantuchun Hayu Barzankine, Yevur Vod Hadniak Eglisvin, Hon Hadinika Vokche. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it, and wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Good morning, it is Sunday, October the 15th, established here in Providence in 1947, and now on our 71st year of broadcasting. You are listening to the longest running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. The Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույքը գարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայն իրանուշի չիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իս դունելու մեջ անացին մնացո ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանտներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանկստյան դունելու մեջ, հիվանտանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
did have one death here in Providence. Elizabeth Betty Chevian, 94, formerly in Providence, passed away on Saturday, October 7th, at the Golden Crest Nursing Center in North Providence. Born in Providence, she was the beloved daughter of the late Hovsep and Bidzat Chevian. Betty worked at the Eagle Laundry and Dry Cleaners on Charles Street, Providence, for many years before retiring. She was an avid Boston Red Sox fan. She was dear sister of Mesrob Chevian of Cranston, Rose Antonelli of Providence, and the late Muggeridge Michael Chevian, Mary Grant, Alice Mangione, Charles Chevian, and Tatios Tate Chevian, and loving aunt of many nieces and nephews. Funeral services were held last week from St. Sahag and St. Mesrob Church. Our condolences to her family and with our Daddy Litzes. October 15, 2009. Today is the 8th Daddy Litz of Beverly Kashmanian. October 15, 2004. Today is the 13th Daddy Litz of Varkes Markarian. October 15, 1997. Today is the 20th Daddy Litz of Paramaz and Dorothy Murachan. October 16, 2014, Monday is the 3rd Dalit of Helen Mkhitaryan. October 16, 1996, Monday is the 21st Dalit of Eliz Aronosian. October 16, 2000, Monday is the 17th Dalit of Carl Klein. October 16, 2015, Monday is the 2nd Dalit of Deacon Suren Murajan. October 17, 1997, Tuesday is the 20th Dalit of Margaret Joskalian. October 17, 2000, Tuesday is the 17th Dalit of Jared Jerry Meridian. October 17, 2000, Tuesday is the 17th Dalit of Kurken Khachadurian. October 17, 2001, Tuesday is the 16th Dalit of Nivart Aranian. October 17, 2013, Tuesday is the 4th Dalit of Dr. Vahe Pahigian. October 17, 2004, Tuesday is the 13th Dalit of John Gulasarian. October 18, 2005, Wednesday is the 12th Dalit of Jacob Oskoyan. October 18, 2014, Wednesday is the 3rd Dalit of Jeanette Elizabeth Aramian. October 20, 2000, Friday is the 17th Dalit of Margaret Beligian. October 21, 2001, Saturday is the 16th Dalit of Eddie Mekjan. October 21, 2013, Saturday is the 4th Dalit of Mark Boyajan. And October 21, 2011, next Saturday is the 6th Dalit of Rose Krikorian. Iberin Yerusal Chemes from the Requiem Service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iberin. October is Cultural Month. We will be continuing our Cultural Month programming with the Anush Opera in just a bit.
Zaman darun azeliz, zakirin zamal, yerkirin zamal, zakirin zamal, yerkirin zamal, zakirin zamal, yerkirin zamal, zakirin zamal, yerkirin zamal. Zakirin zaman, yerkirin zaman, zakirin zaman, yerkirin zaman, zakirin zaman, yerkirin zaman, zakirin zaman, yerkirin zaman. Zakirin zaman, yerkirin zaman, zakirin zaman, yerkirin zaman, zakirin zaman, yerkirin zaman, zakirin zaman, yerkirin zaman. Zakirin zaman, yerkirin zaman, zakirin zaman, yerkirin zaman, zakirin zaman, yerkirin zaman, zakirin zaman, yerkirin zaman.
And with some local news, the Rhode Island Orthodox Clergy Fellowship and the Cultural Committee of St. Sagan St. Mesob Church presents a spiritual music festival featuring the choirs of the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church of Cranston, St. Mary and Mina Coptic Orthodox of Cranston, St. Michael Ukrainian of Woonsocket, St. Vartanans of Providence, St. Mary of Pawtucket, and St. Sagan St. Mesob of Providence. On Sunday, October 22nd, all of these churches choirs will be getting together, and what a magnificent evening it will be, beginning at 6 o'clock, Sunday, October 22nd, in the sanctuary of St. Sagan St. Mesrob Church. Refreshments will follow. And again, this takes place October 22nd, 6 o'clock. And let's see, St. Nersis Armenian Seminaries, Father Madro Shevian, he is the Dean of St. Nersis, and St. Nersis Seminarians will be present here in Providence Sunday, October 29th. Father Mardiros will be celebrating Divine Liturgy, and also the seminarians will take part in the Divine Liturgy. And there will also be other seminarians visiting the Sunday School that day, and that's, again, Sunday, October 29th. Following Divine Liturgy, Father Mardiros will be making a brief presentation about the mission, ministry, and the works of St. Nersis Seminary during fellowship. Please join us on Sunday, October 29th. And that takes us right into November, which we all know is bazaar time. And bazaar time really needs no explanation. The first one beginning November 4th and 5th, St. Sog, St. Mesro's annual bazaar. And again, right now, going through to our bazaar time, all the churches are in full swing, baking and getting things ready, making baskets, and putting all the final touches. Everyone's support is needed during this time. So please volunteer when you have time, whether during the day or at night, weekends. Call your respective church offices and they'll let you know the time that you should show up. And again, these are the major fundraisers for our churches, these bazaars. And it's so very important that we all support all three of them here in Rhode Island. And again, the first one, St. Sog, St. Mesro, 70 Jefferson Street, Providence, November 4th and 5th. The following weekend will be St. Vartanon's Church's annual bazaar at Rhodes on the Patuxent. It's a beautiful hall. There's valet parking, free admission, November 11th and 12th, Saturday beginning at 12, Sunday, same thing. Both days, the Hamaskai and Arsakh and Armenian School dance groups will perform, 5 o'clock on both days. And, you know, the food's always fantastic, but it's really exceptional at Rhodes on the Patuxent. Whether you go to the falafel booth, the pastry tables, homemade fresh pastries, delicacies, complete chicken shish, lush kebab dinners, kofta dinners, gift baskets, flea market. They have all different kinds of vendors there, as well as the Armenian vendor. Hourly raffles both days, Saturday and Sunday, and live Armenian music. So turns it into a kefji weekend. Make sure you're present November 11th and 12th, St. Vartanon's Church's annual bazaar. And then the following weekend, November 18th, Saturday, the Armenian Euphrates Evangelical Church on Oaklawn Avenue in Cranston celebrates their bazaar. It goes from 11 to 7 on Saturday, and you don't want to miss out. Don't get there too late. You want to have a great dinner. You go to the 180 Oaklawn Avenue Church, the Armenian Euphrates Evangelical Church, November 18th, Saturday, one day only, 11 to 7. And with that, at St. Sog and St. Mesro, they've been doing a film festival. It's every one Wednesday of every month going till March. So the next one, Wednesday, November 15th, 7 o'clock, it will be Garni Gerhard. And again, this is once a month, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, in St. Sog and St. Mesro Church's hall. What else? Right now, let's go to Anush Opera. Anush Opera is a five-act opera composed by Armin Tigranyan based on the homonymous poem written by Hovhannes Tumanyan in 1892. Originally composed in 1912, it was first performed in Alexandropol, but it had to wait until 1935 for its full professional staging at the Armenian National Opera. Until nowadays, Anush remains in the repertoire of the theater. The opera has special importance to Armenian musical history as one of its most significant accomplishments. Being a work of national character, Anush was the first opera truly inspired by Armenian folk music and culture, and it is perhaps the most popular Armenian musical and theatrical work.
Oh!
Anush opera is about the tragedy of a peasant girl, Anush, whose short love affair ends in loss and death because of conflict between her lover, Sado, and her brother, Mossy. Tragic love story is set in a typical 19th century Armenian village. Anush is a young village woman who falls in love with a shepherd named Saro. One evening at a village wedding celebration, Mosi, Anush's brother, and Saro fight in a friendly wrestling match. However, instead of letting Mosi win as is the prevailing custom, Saro violates the local code of honor and humiliates him by pinning him. Enraged, Mosi vows to destroy Saro, who is now his enemy. Eventually, Mosi shoots Saro dead, and from his loss, Anush becomes insane with grief and ends her life by throwing herself off a cliff. Portion of the Anush opera. Alrighty, now we have quite a busy next few months, but let's see. October 28th, Hominemen's having a costume party for Halloween. That's October 28th, 6 o'clock, St. Vartanon's Church. Donation $5, children under 5, 10 general admission, 15 for adults without a costume. Donations are going to be made to support the scouts attending the Hominemen World Jamboree in July. Next year, you must RSVP by October 13th. Call Ida Krikorian, and let's see, that's the Hominid Men costume party on the 29th of October, Sunday. There'll be a hayride in Rehoboth. at Husseini Grove, and that's for the Sunday school students at St. Sag and St. Messer Church. And again, that's October 29th, Sunday, hayride at Husseini Grove in Rehoboth. Let's see what else is going on. In November, there'll be Thanksgiving Armenian Cookie Tray Fundraiser. That's November 19th at St. Svartanans Church, hosted by the Hermit Men. $20 donation per tray to support the scouts attending that World Jamboree. And again, please contact Manoshag at 401-265-6014. Call Manoshag, 401-265-6014. Let her know how many dozens you're going to need. And again, that's a cookie tray fundraiser, November 19th. And then also in November, ACYOA Holiday Dance, November 25th, Saturday night. More info as we get closer. Just mark your calendars for November 25th, Saturday night, for the ACYOA Christmas Dance. And with that, let's... To the Armenians, October is Cultural Month. The Armenian folk songs and dances, folk songs and dances of all nationalities, has its own modes of expression. Each nationality has customs that best express its character, manifested through its folklore, speech, music, movements, costume, and art forms. Through the centuries, many ancient people have ceased to exist and many others have come into being, but the chain of continuity of mankind has never been broken. In the course of transferal and continuity of nationalities, certain customs have lost their authentic form and have undergone changes along with their religions and creeds, but there has remained the basic national character, especially people who have remained attached to their native soil and have developed and have retained over the centuries their distinct manner of expressing through song and dance their joys and sorrows, as well as their appreciation for the bounties of nature. Armenians have been one such people. Thank you. birthday greetings to Liz Sabunjan and Ara Khajanyan, both celebrating their birthdays this week, October 16th. Before this morning's show concludes, I'd just like to tell you about a new art exhibit going on at Gallery Z this month, October. Glass and Color Field Abstracts. It is there now at Gallery Z, 259 Atwells Avenue, Providence. The opening reception for this new exhibit will be this week, Thursday, October 19th, from 5 until 9 o'clock in the evening, and that's at Gallery Z up on Federal Hill. And it's a wonderful, wonderful exhibit. It's autumn's annual explosion of color. It's reflected inside Gallery Z this October, during which both glass and color field abstracts will be showcased. Gallery Z is fortunate to represent two highly skilled glass makers, Ben Bigueri and Monty Becker. And in addition, boldly colored abstract paintings will be on display by Farnaz Mobayan, Linnea Tony, and I'm probably killing these names, Linnea Leeming, Stephen Silver, J.C. Lazarus, Bob Dilworth, Fran Henry Meehan, Liz Dixheimer, Mark Spazzato, Herbert Ilion, Peter Bono, Alan Metnick, Aridis Pichardo, Mark Awaday, Evelyn Lupe, Judith Ferreira. Oh, here's one I like. Anush Bargamian. I won't mess that one up. Sharon Cutts, Bonnie Buck, Jack Kibarian, and Brian O'Malley. And again, this is going on this month, October, at Gallery Z. And don't forget, opening night, Thursday night, October 19th, 5 to 9 o'clock. We'll be right back. father always said, Urach atzur gurachanas. Mer jamanagal ratzav shnalchun senin hamar. Sidasuchun minchev harachiga giragi aravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are pre-recorded, but always in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sana Tarayan. Heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. You can hear the Armenian Radio Hour any day, anytime on the internet, ArmenianRadioHour.com, ArmenianRadioHour.com. And if you can't do that, you can always Google WARA Radio 1320 on the radio station's website. You can also listen to us live Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. on your smartphone. It's so easy. There's no excuse. Tell all your friends. ArmenianRadioHour.com. Thank you for your support for the last 71 years. We are so lucky here in Rhode Island. And thank you to our webmaster for keeping all of our shows on our website, ArmenianRadioHour.com. Thanks to George Gasparian. You can reach me, Sana, at Armenian Radio Hour, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island, 02901. And again, you're listening to the Armenian Radio Hour right now on WARA 1320 Attleboro. Happy Sunday.